This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habahim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yoimis. We're learning Maseches Nazir, Perek Daled, Mishnah Daled, and Hey Ha'isha Shenadir Benazir. A woman who was Menadir Benazir, the Hefrisha Esbehemta, she separated her animal, three animals, because of the Karbanos that she's Chayav to Makriv, a keves for an oila, a kivsa for a chatas, an ayil for a shlamim, v'achaka chefer labala. And then her husband was mefer her neder, her naziros, so long as it was not sprinkled on the mizbeach, the baal could be mefer her naziros. And once he's mefer it, she can't bring the karbanos, because karbanos tara do not come only if she's a nazira. So im shaloi hoisa behemta, if the animals that she separated were his teitzei v'tera ba'idar, each one could go back to the pen and pasture, because since he was made for it, she doesn't have to bring the karbanos, so she never had the right to be makdish it. V'im shaloi hoisa behemta, and if the behemoths that she separated were hers, so the chatas, the carbon chatas, that was the animal that was separated for the chatas tamos, they lock it up in a barn and they prevent food from it, like chatas shemesu ba'leh, va'oila, the carbon oila, the animal that they separated from the oila, tikrav oila, should be brought as an oila snadava v'ashlamim, the behemah that was separated for shlamim, yikravu shlamim, should be brought b'tayras shalmei nadava v'ne'achalim liyayim echad, it's eaten for one day, not like shlamim that's eaten for 2 days and one day, because since it was separated for Naziros, it's like a Shalmei Nazir, but Ve'inan Tunam Lechem. Shalmei Nazir need bread, but other Shlamim do not need Lechem. Hayula Ma'i Sesumim. If there was money that was not specified, if the animals were not separated, only the money to buy Karbanos Nazir, and it was not separated, which were for a chatas, which were for an oila, which were for shlamim, yiplu nadava. They should fall to the tevois in the Beis HaMikdash. Yiplu nadava, it falls to the tevois in the Mikdash. Ma'is mefarashim, but if the money was specified, these are for a chatas, these are for an oila, these are for shlamim, demei chatas, the money for a chatas, yechol yam ha-melech. You have to throw them into the yam ha-melech. Loi nehanim, you can't get hanav loy moil behem, meaning l'chachil you're not to be nana, but b'diavad if you did, you're not chayv a carbon meila. Demei oila, the money that was separated for an oila, yavu oila, should be brought as a carbon oila. Umayal in behem, and one who's nana from them, is you're chayv to bring a carbon meila. Demei shlamim, from the money that you separate as a shlamim, yavu shlamim, you should bring carbon a shlamim. V'nachalin, and the shlamim is eaten liyayim echad, for a day and a night, ve'ina tunim lechem, and it does not require lechem. Mishnah Hey. Nizrak oleha echa min adamim. After it was sprinkled the shema and mezbeach, the blood of one of the karbanos, in a yachal hafer, the baal cannot no longer be mefer the naziros, even though she did not shave her head and she did not bring other karbanos. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, afilu nishchata aleha achas mikol habehemos. Even if the blood wasn't sprinkled, but one of the behemos was shechted, eino yachal hafer, he cannot be mefer. Bamed v'mamurim, what is this speaking about? B'tiglachas hatahara. If she finished her naziros and she brought the karbanos hatahara on the day she shaved, and they shechted one of the behemos, or they sprinkled one of the blood, because since the Naziros was Nishlam, and there is not Chayiv Begiluach, so she became Motar Bayayin. Aval B'Teglachas HaTumah. But if it was, she did the Teglachas with Tumah, meaning she became Tameh Lameis in the days of the Naziros, and she brought her Karbanos Tumah, Yafer, the husband, could be Mefer, Shehu Yachalamer, he could say, E.F. Shebi Sheminuvelas. I'm not interested. I don't want a woman who's a Nazira who refrains from wine and afflicts herself. Therefore, the Baal is mefer her Naziras. Rabbi says, af b'tiglachas hatahara, even after she sprinkles the blood of the Karbanos hatahara, if she did not shave her head, Yafer, the husband, can be mefred. Why? Shu yachal amar, he's able to say ef she beisha megulachas. I don't want a woman who shaves, who cuts her hair, because giluach is a isha nivel. Is it for a woman to cut her hair? It's disgusting. So in other words, the Tanakama holds that tiglachas hatuma, he could say ef she beisha menuvelas. Rebbe says even tiglachas hatahara, but according to Rebbe, it's only tiglachas. According to the Tanakama, by tiglachas hatara, it's not an issue. Why? Because she could always put on a peyanacha, she could put on a wig. But Rebbe holds the husband could say that he's not interested in that, and therefore, even by tiglachas hatara, he could say e efshi beisha megulachas. So, when it comes, the Tanakama holds that he can only say efshi beisha menuvelas. Isha menuvelas is a woman who refrains from wine. And Rebbe says, efshi beisha megulachas, I don't want a woman who has to shave her hair. And the option of peyonachris is not pleasing to him. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.